to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you happen to run into any of the birthday people around town, or if we've forgotten anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, or maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. All right, let's turn our attention to Bible Jeopardy this morning. From the category Reasons for 1,000 points, what did God want to teach the stubborn Israelites who had not fought in battles? Was it that God wanted to judge them? Was it that God wanted to teach them about war? Was it that God wanted to teach them about himself, or that God wanted to teach them to listen to him? Well, Judges 3 and 2 has the correct response. And if you responded, what is God wanted to teach them about war, that, my friend, would be the correct response. God wanted to teach them about war. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in to Bible Jeopardy this morning. You know something? I want to talk with you about something as we go into the weekend. We've had a pretty trying week. And I would like to think that the worst is behind us. But we've got to always hope for better things. Hope is what keeps things alive in your heart and in your mind, in your dreams. You know, you can think small and you'll receive small. But when you think big things, when you have big dreams and you have an expectancy of big things happening and great things happening for you and to you, that's exactly what you'll get. That's not saying that bumps and bruises and things and potholes in the road won't come along every now and then. I've heard it said that trouble is inevitable, but misery is optional. Yeah, things are gonna come. Things are gonna maybe upset what you think should be happening. But you have to decide whether to let that stuff stick and stay in your heart and in your mind. You have to decide to be miserable about it. And that's not something I think that you're willing to do. Am I right about that? All right. Amen. Hey, listen, it's been fun this whole week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We're looking forward to doing this again at the beginning of the week on Monday, right after On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
Listen to me now. You've been down and you can't see your way. You've been praying and hoping for change. Yeah, seems like nothing is going your way. Just put it in God's.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, that's enough of it.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Weapon formed against me.
We will never take me.
exalted. Never be defeated. Never be defeated. Come on, say the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
The devil is a liar.
The devil.
KAYTFM
881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams.